Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world.
It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about for you?
Doing good here. What has Mother Nature got in store for us this week?
Yeah, a quiet start to it today, and still maybe a couple of light rain showers moving in tonight. A little freezing drizzle and some of that here and there, but otherwise it looks like things do stay quiet in the midweek before. The next system comes in Wednesday night, Thursday. More of a precipitation event with that one, and still some more consistency kind of between rain and snow to be deciphered right now as far as what that precip type kind of turns to favor. With that Wednesday night, Thursday system. So still not a question for some snow accumulations with that one into Thursday. Otherwise, today with a mix of clouds and sun, mid-30s for highs, southeast winds 10 to 15. More clouds tonight, a few light rain showers, some drizzle, then back to about 31 by morning on Tuesday. Mid-30s with a cloudy start Tuesday, then breaks of sunshine, west winds 10 to 20. 20 on Tuesday night, and then partly sunny, and 40 on Wednesday. Wednesday night, seeing that wintry mix moving in, lows in near 30. Then we'll see areas of rain and snow, mixed precip as well Thursday, 37. 23, some snow showers Thursday night. And then mid-20s, cloudy for Friday, back to about 30 with some sunshine back here for Saturday and the weekend. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate the updates, Paul. You have yourself a great one. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, you guys too.
Best in the business right there. Mm-hmm. Friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Not a bad forecast after, I don't know, Friday last week.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like one of the colder days there's been.
Yeah.
I'd take all these 20s, 30s. Sounds good to me.
I'd love to find out what the likelihood of us getting back down to those negative numbers would be. I'm thinking it's probably not too high.
I haven't heard anything locally, but watching the Weather Channel, them talking about it, it seems like we may not see too much of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were talking, I think, nationally,
right.
So I don't know about locally here. Mm-hmm. I do know, anybody else see those record low temps?
Yeah, negative 100.
Negative, like, I didn't.
And that wasn't even in North Dakota.
Yeah, right. I honestly, I'm not trying to be silly here or anything. There's certain things like that I knew were possible, and at the same time, I didn't know they were possible. Like, I didn't know that they could get that way. There's certain stuff that happens like that, mm-hmm. weather-wise. Just, no, that ain't right. Let's get into this here. And this may have some that ain't right stuff to it. 10 online etiquette rules. The staff at BuzzFeed came up with 61 different online etiquette rules we should all be following. But not all of them are good. Some are just silly or oddly specific. So we kind of broke it down to just like 10 of them here.
Okay.
And these are some of the more interesting ones, we'll say. If someone sends you a meme you've already seen, haha it anyway.
Okay.
Saying, yeah, I already saw that just seems kind of rude.
Yeah,
okay. I'll admit, I've done that. I did not even think about it being rude. And that's a little note. Little note there. All right. I don't know. I guess I feel like this is one of those things, too. Like, a lot of people, they don't just send you one meme. They'll send you a bunch.
Right.
So it just kind of lets you move on. Okay, send the next one. Yeah, I've seen that one. Send me the next one. I've seen that one. Send the next one. You know, that kind of thing. I don't think of it as being rude. It's just a time saver. But I can see that. When you put someone on speakerphone, give them a heads up if someone's with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had speakerphones for a long time, but people still don't follow that rule. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could not imagine doing that to somebody. And it's not as if we haven't had speaker technology for a long time.
Oh, yeah, landlines right. have it.
Hey, Bob, we got you on conference call here. We're going to mm-hmm. put you through. Bob, you there? Bob, we lost Bob,
yep.
everybody. Like, I mean, yeah, we've had speaker and like this technology for a long enough time. You should be warning people if they're out. And
but it is also not a bad idea if you're about to say something that you want only the person to hear to say, am I on speaker?
Yep.
Can you go somewhere private?
Oh,
because
yeah.
even on a phone, a lot of times the people around you can hear the conversation anyway, even if they're not on speaker.
Yeah.
The last time I was in using public transportation, there was a gentleman on there, and he had a smartphone or his Bluetooth in, mm-hmm. and he was talking really loud on there. And I could tell that a couple of the passengers were not really happy with it and everything. So as when he would laugh, because this guy had one of those really annoying laughs too, mm-hmm. as he would laugh at something, since I was sitting right next to him, I would laugh too. Like I heard the joke. And he just would get more, he kind of look at me, give me a dirty look, then give me another dirty look. And that would just make me laugh even harder. He got up and moved, but he didn't change his voice. In fact, I feel like he got louder. So I got up and moved and sat like right by him and stuff.
Wow.
I was in one of those moods.
Well, and sometimes people have their volume up on their phone so loud that you can hear the other person.
Yeah.
You hear the entire conversation, not just the one half of it.
Nobody has ever wanted to hear your conversation.
No.
No more than two food photos at the table. If you're someone who posts photos of meals, the limit is one photo, and one more if the first one was blurry. I don't think I've ever done this. I don't think I've ever taken a picture of my food before, now that I think about it. And so I wouldn't know the etiquette, quote-unquote etiquette, for something like this. I'm not sure. I guess
that's in a public setting, not at home.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I would say that almost for selfies, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, just taking a regular picture of yourself or something like that. You know, unless the first one's blurry or whatever and stuff, move on. I mean, you ain't getting any prettier, people. Like, I'm speaking about myself here.
But if I get just the right angle, James.
Yeah.
I just got to get the right angle.
I know all about that, Beth. There's a reason 90% of my pictures have me at a certain angle. Yes, absolutely. I 100% hear you on this one. What side has the less gray in it?
Chin up, chin down.
I actually don't do that, but I can't think of anything more exhausting. I already hate taking pictures. If I were to do that to myself, I'd never take another picture again, I feel like I'd get 5 minutes into that and be like, all right, never mind. I don't need an acting career that badly. I really don't. You know, deep likes are creepy. So that's when you go in and like a photo from 6 years ago.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You've obviously been scrolling through their feed way too long. I could see that. Yeah. I could see that, I guess. My other thought, though, to this, too, is like if you go to, I know Facebook does this. If you go to somebody's page, sometimes the timeline's all mixed up.
Yeah.
So what if you're liking something that it was from 5 years ago, but it is like up on their feed?
Because they posted. Well, if they posted it as like a memory or something.
Yeah, that's different, right?
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
I would think that'd be different. Yeah. And I also think that there's something to like how deep you go. If it's like a couple months or something like that, there can be something kind of sweet about that. Like somebody cares and looking into it. Mm-hmm. But I think nowadays, as I'm saying this out loud, nowadays that probably doesn't happen very often, if at all.
It's very Facebook stalkerish to go that far back on somebody's profile.
I feel like I'm showing my age here. Because that stuff that I don't really think about or anything like that. But that's also from an older dating world. That's you know, kind of, you know, really, it's not as if I'm old enough to where, Facebook wasn't around when I'm dating or something like that. Obviously it was. But this wasn't something that I seem to run into, at least, or heard much about, to be honest with you. But I'm also a man.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's sexist of me to say or whatever, but it doesn't seem like a lot of guys have this happen to them. Whereas both of you instantly were kind of like on the point of, you know, if a guy's doing it, and I'm not saying you were saying a guy, but if it is somebody doing this, you know, that does seems like it would happen to that more often than not.
And it's also context. Who's doing it?
Right.
Is it your great aunt that just got on Facebook and is going through her family members' pages? You know, that's a different story than, as you alluded to, a guy who you accepted a friend request from and then regretted it.
Right.
Your main dating profile pic can't be a group photo. If it is, you're making people guess which person you are.
That is true.
I ran across a couple of those, and it's like, well, and then down in the bottom, I'm the third from the left. Okay.
Yeah. No. I have not run into this one, and I don't plan to. Yeah. No. That ain't right, story. That ain't right. That's not good. You're not helping yourself there. You might actually be helping your friends get dates. I don't know.
Got to make sure you're not the ugliest person in the picture, apparently.
Ooh, I can't think of a more, like, what if you message the person, you're asking about one of the friends?
Yeah.
A lot of dating. Ooh, that seems bad.
Who's the blonde in your picture?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That, as far as we're trying to come up with, like, etiquette, like, that seems like about a no. Don't do that. Don't do that. you should unfollow your friend's exes out of solidarity. The expectation is when it's amicable and they're still friends. I'm a big believer in loyalty. Loyalty is one of the most important things in the universe to me. I also believe you got to choose your battles wisely in life and be smart about those things. I would never ask my friends or family to do something like this, but I'm not against them doing it.
Right.
I've got this in my, because there's at least one of my exes that some of my family is still friends with and everything. They're also older, and I don't know if they exactly know how to delete friends or anything. So I don't know how much it feels like it would be very. I just believe very strongly in choosing your battles wisely. And you know, there's certain things that, is it worth getting bent out of shape about? Is it worth having a discussion about? I'm going to call my relatives in another state just to ask them, hey, would you mind going into your Facebook, going into your friends, deleting so-and-so? And that, just even saying this out loud, like, I can't see myself, I couldn't see myself having ever done something like this.
Well, and I think context is a big issue on this one, too. You know, I was in a relationship for 17 years, and some of my family members are very good friends with my ex or with some of his family members. So I left that totally up to them.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it doesn't come across my feed, I don't care.
See, that's the one hesitancy I would have, Melissa, is that's fine. You want to stay friends with them. That's cool and all. But I don't need to be seeing that. I don't need that. Right. That's not something I see that part of it, too. Yeah.
Well, and this is a self-motivated thing. It's saying that on your own, you need to go in and do this. Mm-hmm. It's not saying that you need to ask other people. So, you know, people have their own minds. Let them decide whether or not. Because what if you're trying to be friends with both? Then whose do you delete?
This is one of the more interesting things, I think, about not just modern dating, modern relationships. And the... When we were in high school, if you didn't like somebody or you didn't like what somebody was doing, you just stopped talking to them. You know, now it's a big, I'm going to delete you off of my friend's feed on Facebook, and I'm going to take a stand against what you're saying and blah, blah, blah.
I got to take you off Instagram, and I got to delete you from Snapchat, and then I got to block you on my phone.
And unfollow you on Twitter.
Got people who have been friends since, like, grade school, and you know, they're unfriending each other, things, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Never text just the word hi or hey. It's a waste of time and creates an annoying extra ding for them to deal with. In general, you should combine more of your short texts into one longer text.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I text the word random to my best friend in Pennsylvania because we give each other a hard time about, you know, just wanting to get a random text from each other. So I text the word random.
I like that. That's great.
There's a reason for that. Yeah, you've got a story that goes along with it.
Yeah. That's good. I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever texted just hey to somebody or something like that. I don't know. You up? Like, no, I feel like that's pretty much what they're saying,
so
I feel like.
Does that include just sending, like, one of those Bitmoji kind of things that says hi?
Are you not allowed
to do that either?
I'm not sure. Never FaceTime someone out of the blue. Ask first. It's rude to start a video chat without asking. Then they feel rude if they don't want to pick up. Yeah, I got a lot of students that do this to me.
Oh, my dad hangs up on me all the time when I do that. He just doesn't accept it.
Yeah, I've got so many students that will do this to me. Look, I'm very fortunate. I like all my students that I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I have never had a student I want to FaceTime with. I've never, like, and there's never been one of these times where it's like, oh, are you okay? Is everything all right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I was wondering, we were going over that lesson the other day. No, email. Email works just fine. I'm over exaggerating a little bit here. It doesn't happen that often, but
well, and I think it depends on who it is, yeah, you know, because yeah. I video chat with my husband all the time, and I don't text him in advance and say, "Hey, can you chat?"
Well,
he'll just not accept
different.
It. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing too. How is a FaceTime call any different? You know, rejecting that any different than rejecting a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is not a good time. I can't
right.
answer this call.
Yeah.
So.
Right. It's not. You just, you know, what
I don't
he,
think that's rude.
What he'll do, and I think this is great, is he'll not accept it, and then he'll text me in a meeting or doing mm-hmm. this or doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And that, to me, isn't being rude. It's just, no. okay, here's how we're communicating.
Yeah, I mean, I think about this a lot. To each their own, indeed, your own feelings and your own, you know, matter, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I really would love to see people be a little bit more picky about what they get offended by
right.
and bent out of shape mm-hmm. about. Is there so many things in life that are actually worthy of your anger and your frustration or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
To get bent out of shape over certain little things just seems like, you know, what are we doing here?
Right.
If you're at a 10 over something like this, what are you going to be when something actually big happens
right.
or something worth getting bent out of shape about? I don't know. People over 30 shouldn't use gifts. Isn't that one just, that's cruel, that's mean, that's ageist,
yeah.
and maybe a little correct. But still
hey.
Ageist, still age, this includes me, I'm counting myself in this. It is ageist, and it is silly. That's
yeah.
ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous.
I mean, if you overuse them, then maybe you should be banned. But that's on an individual basis.
Right.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with age.
I'll admit, I will admit that I am probably close to that category of the over emojis and over GIFs. I have this worry of, because I'm so sarcastic, and I have such a thing with tone, and text has none of that.
Right.
There's
mm-hmm.
no tone in text.
Mm-hmm.
That if I send an emoji, they'll know I'm not being serious. So they know that I'm not, I don't mean this
right.
is so as heavy as it might come across
right.
or something. Because this has happened to me so much where I'll text, "How you doing?" And that's what I'm saying in my head. "Hey, how you doing?" The person on the other end, "How you doing? How you doing?" Like, wait a minute, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it. little smiley face. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, James is in a good boat.
Okay.
If you, quote, like a comment on someone's post, like the post too. Otherwise, it's like saying their post was fine, but their friend's comments are much better. Quote, if you're going to be at a party, thank the host.
Huh.
I guess, but again, I just...
kind of splitting hairs.
Yeah.
It is. And so I have this happen plenty of times where I'll post something and somebody will leave a comment, but they won't like the post. But
mm-hmm.
to me, if they leave a comment, they like
they
the post.
Right.
Paid attention to
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They didn't need to like the post. They already. I don't mind if they like it and they leave a comment, but I don't feel that, you know.
Both are necessary.
My feelings aren't hurt,
right.
know, from this or anything. and spoiler alert, I've never had a post do that great, really. And I've never been hurt. I've never had hurt feelings over a post not
right.
doing well. Even emotional ones I've posted. Even, you know, meaningful ones
mm-hmm.
I've posted. Mm-hmm. It's social media.
Yeah.
Like, I our endorphins and things that we get from this rush of seeing people like our stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not begrudging of it. And I'm not even saying that I'm above it or anything either. I'm a human being, but I have context.
Right.
I just feel like there's certain things in life again worth you know getting excited about, getting bent out of shape about, and social media just for me is not one of them. There's more to things. But I do like the idea of these kind of etiquettes that we
yeah.
have in life. I love the quote unquote gentleman's agreements. These things that we have the kind of eye contact agreement
mm-hmm.
of hey, we both agree on this, even though we didn't necessarily say it. There's something cool to me about that in society.
Mm-hmm.
These things that exist,
right.
holding a door open for somebody or something like that. When we treat strangers with grace,
mm-hmm.
there's something yeah. really cool and unique about that. In 2023, we're still doing these things. They're still common to have happen.
Right.
That seems really interesting to me. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get into our celebrating with our national
Yay.
Birthday and anniversary club coming up here on the mornings at WFHR. And And it's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're not going on with that one.
Oh, no, come
no,
on.
No, all right, fine.
I love Selena Gomez.
I didn't know it was Selena Gomez. Okay, yeah. See, now I'm going to be hypocritical. No, I'm smiling because, okay, but I'm horrible. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's if you get the chance. Treat yourself. Now, keep in mind, they are going to be closed Wednesdays and Thursdays in February, mm-hmm. and the first 3 weeks of March. They'll be closed February 25th to March 5th. They will resume normal hours beginning the week of March 20th. But, hey, it's a green light for today. You can
it
get
is.
On over there.
Yeah.
Get over there. Do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. We want to kick off our local birthdays with a very, very special one. Beth?
Happy birthday, Anders Habhager.
Yes, happy
nine
birthday,
9 years
Anders.
Old today.
Nine.
Last year in single digits. Enjoy it, buddy. We love you.
Yeah, well, love you. Wish him a good one. Wishing you a great day, buddy. Wishing you a very, very good day.
Yes, happy birthday.
Unfortunately, because your dad works here, you can't qualify.
I know.
But that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. We do have two possible qualifiers here. So, Beth, give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Thank you. That gives us our qualifier. We can right away wish a very happy birthday to George Merritt.
Happy birthday, George.
Happy birthday, George.
Wishing you a great day, George. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Jay Mattis.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Jay Mattis.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jay. Enjoy it. Hope it's a good one for you. And you're our qualifier for this February 6th.
Yay.
Now, we grab these qualifiers so we can announce a winner every month and mm-hmm. somebody wins some free Misty's Menu food. We need our January winner of Misty's Menu certificate, Milton Ham. Milton, if you can give us a call at 424-1300 and pick this up, you have until Friday. But I would say if we don't hear from him by Friday, the okay. next Monday, we'll have to give it away again.
So if you know Milton, let him know.
Yeah.
Somebody tell Milton.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys getting to see birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Go ahead and get them to us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, Tinashe is 30. She is an R&B beauty who did Dancing with the Stars and played mm-hmm. Mimi in Rent.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I forgot about her being in the live version of Rent mm-hmm. that they did there. Yeah, she did a good job from what I remember. Let's see here. Rick Astley is 57. And you are not being Rick-rolled. No, he actually is 57 today. It's
so
a real birthday.
So we're not going to give him up? We're not going to let him down?
Nope. No. Somebody had to do
it. Run around?
Yes. Somebody had to do it. Nicely done. This is so every once in a while we have it's really cool to see two famous people celebrating a birthday that happen to both be singers and maybe they do they're in different genres but
right.
you know it's two legends in their field or whatever. Rick Astley and Axl Rose share a birthday.
Are you telling me that my son's going to end up going? In that kind of genre.
I love it. Yes. I like that angle. I love the idea of Rick Astley and Alex Rose celebrating. Alex 61 today for Alex Axl Rose.
Could you imagine them doing a duet?
Oh, God. Dear God.
That would be funny.
That would be interesting.
I was really lucky growing up. My mom and dad, there was never, Jimmy, turn that music down. Jimmy, don't mm-hmm. play that song. I could listen to, play, mm-hmm. Most anything. Anything I could think of, except Guns N' Roses. Wait a minute. There's two. My mom couldn't handle Axl Rose's voice.
Mm.
But the only one that was worse than that for her, the guy from the Georgia Satellites. Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself guy, that song. She could, to this day, if that song comes on the radio, my mother would have, it would not be surprising for her to rip that stereo out of the car and throw it out. just can't. Nothing else she's like this with. No movies, no TV shows, nothing like that. She just laughs and plays along with everything except for those two voices. Can't handle it. Richie McDonald is 61, Lone Star lead singer.
All right. Lots of singers today.
Yeah. Fabio.
Fabio.
Fabio is 80.
He's 80?
No. Fabian. This is Fabian,
okay.
Who is 80. Teen Idol from the 50s and 60s.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
My husband is now yelling at the radio, come on, he sings this, and this.
Yes. I'm positive he is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm losing points already. I don't know.
Both of us are.
the great Tom Brokaw, 83 today.
Very nice.
One of the voices a lot of us grew up with when it came to trusted news and somebody that you could always count on. The greatest generation. The Brokaw's delivery. Nothing like it. Let's see here. Mike Farrell is 84. Captain BJ Honeycutt on MASH.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one. Yeah, yeah. It's a good one right there. And some people no longer with us. Like the great Rip Torn, born in this day in 1931, passed away in 2019. Agent Zed in Men in Black, many people will know. Or Patches, the coach in Dodgeball. But a lot of us know him as Artie from the Larry Sanders Show and so many other great performances. One of my favorite character actors of all time.
Yeah,
I wanted so badly when I was young and starting out in acting to have a role where Rip Torn would rip into me. It's all I want. I wanted that so badly. That and have certain actors like that that were just when they go to that level, you know, and they get angry and they get that look on their face. There's something about it. I wanted that so badly with Rip Torn. Great actor. The great Ronald Reagan, born on this day in 1911, passed away in 2004, 40th U.S. president. On this day in 1998, Washington National Airport was renamed Ronald Reagan National Airport.
I
think there's a million things you could say about Ronald Reagan.
Started out in the acting and entertainment.
The great Natalie Cole, born on this day in 1950, passed away in 2015. Well, way too young.
Yeah.
Speaking of way too young, the legend Bob Marley, born on this day in 1945, passed away in 1981. Beth, you were talking about singers.
Yeah.
There's two more that we add to the list right there. And one of the there's no way that reggae music is where it is without Bob Marley. And you talk to Jamaican people, and there's no way that certain causes or certain laws or certain things that have happened in Jamaica happened without the without Bob Marley.
Right.
I'm not talking about reggae music. You want to talk about reggae music, you can talk about Peter Tosh and a lot of other great artists, Bob Marley included. But if you want to talk about like stirring up revolution, stirring up people, so much of what the cause of, think about almost every genre of music's true essence. It comes from hardship, you know, whether we're talking about blues in the South or folk music in the South or hip hop in urban cities, any of these styles of music, they come from that. So it can't be surprising when a style of music like reggae, very similar to those other things I mentioned, has a cause involved with it, has a meaning behind it and everything. You're going to have those things. Marley, one of the greater lyricists and rhymers, rhythm. Like the rhythm to a Bob Marley song, there's nothing like it. There's like it's immediately popping in my head, and I want to move. I want to dance. Like there's something about his style. And the great Bambino, born on this day, Babe Ruth, born in 1895, passed away in 1948, the Sultan of SWAT. He was the home run king until April 8th, 1974, when he was dethroned by the great Hank Aaron. Babe Ruth, there's plenty you can talk about with him. I mean, there's the fact that he was, for the longest time, the only guy who was really known for pitching and hitting.
Right.
The curse that was a quote unquote curse that was brought with Babe Ruth and all this, but it's plenty, just some really big names right there on that list. And a couple of other big names like Anders
Haphager. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to George Merritt. Happy birthday, George. And to our qualifier, Jay Mathis. Happy birthday to all of you. And again, if you happen to know Milton Ham, or if you are Milton Ham, please get in touch with us, and you got some free Misties waiting for you. And we encourage you to sit back, take a listen to Melissa's news, and then head on over to Misty's Mini. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the game for us, and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here on WFHR. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get into some fun stuff here as we get going into the hour. We will have for you at the start of the 9 o'clock hour, the kitchen's open.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Going to be a fun one. And a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into some entertainment news. Before we wrap up this hour, we'll get into some Grammy talk. Right now, and I don't believe we have done this before.
Four things you should never do in a restaurant.
Okay.
I don't think we have.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. So I thought this would be a nice one to get into. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Feel free to conduct yourself however you'd like at restaurants. Just know you're being judged for it. A guy who's worked as a waiter for more than 30 years came up with a list of the top things customers should never do.
Okay.
Not leaving a tip is the obvious one, mm-hmm. but here are four more for you. So don't arrange the tables on your own. One of them could belong to a different server, so it annoys them when you do it without at least asking first.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Don't think I've ever done that one.
Hmm. I've seen people do it.
They're not talking about like, hey, do you mind if I grab this chair? I got an extra person.
No, they're talking about actually walking in and putting two tables together because you've got eight people and there are four tops.
Yeah, that does seem like kind of, hey, do you mind? It takes like 2 seconds. Hey, do you mind if we... I will say I've never been a fan of people treating a restaurant like it's their kitchen.
Right.
Like that ain't your
It's their personal space.
Yeah, that does seem awfully rude. Don't forget to wash your hands after you handle a menu. They were gross even before COVID. they don't get cleaned enough, get handled by dozens of people a day, and fall on the floor a lot.
Mm.
So they're like a little Petri dish, but people just dig in and start eating bread anyway. So I honestly have not thought of that one very often, being completely honest.
Mm. So why don't they start putting little bottles of hand sanitizer at tables like they do with, you know, tablecloths and other things?
So here's something, too, where because I know a lot of restaurants nowadays, they have the online menu.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have like a scanner. You scan.
Yeah, QR code.
QR code. Couldn't think of it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I know that some of that was to lessen paper, to some of those things. But I wonder if more and more places are going to go to that to avoid this.
But the challenge is happening.
It is. But the challenge is not everybody has a QR code reader on their phone.
Or
not everybody has cell phones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would not be surprised if like in the next 10 years or even less than that, that's where all restaurants are at, you know?
Yeah, and then they'd probably just have a few paper copies for people that didn't have a cell phone
It doesn't seem like a bad thing. I take it back. It does seem like a really good thing if we're lessening the amount of germs around and all that. But I like menus. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this part of society.
I do too, but cell phones can be just as germy as menus are.
True,
but they're your germs.
This is true.
Yeah. There's no perfect scenario here. There's no way of doing this where we're not going to spread some germs. We're not going to, that's never going to happen. But
you know how to make the food get to your table faster. After you order, you go to the bathroom.
Yes. Yes.
You wash your hands, you come back, the food's there.
There you go. It's a perfect system. Yeah.
Few things in life are more gratifying and feel better than ordering, going to the bathroom, come back, and your food's right there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few things in life that are going to feel that kind of good. I'm not saying it's the greatest feeling in the world or anything like that, but it's one of those organic, weird...
It's one of those oddly satisfying.
Yes. we used to do this to my Nana, like mess with her. Like we'd go to the bathroom and come back, and if our food wasn't there, like, Nan, you know how much... And she'd just give us this look. And I'm just thinking of it right now. It was hilarious. Don't send back food just because it's not what you'd expected. If it's cooked wrong or the order is off, send it back, of course. Mm-hmm. But don't demand a refund just because you ordered salmon and then remembered you don't like salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, people do that? Yeah. I can't say I've heard of that much. But I only worked in at one restaurant for like a little while. Mm-hmm. I don't have a whole lot of experience in the fast food industry, but have a ton of respect for people that do work in that industry.
Yeah, that just
screams. Go ahead, Beth.
It just screams entitlement to me.
Yeah, even when my order is wrong, I don't send it back. I just scrape the cheese off. Like, that's okay. I don't need that part.
Yeah, I do a lot of that too, Mel. And I don't know. Now, I will say, though, you are paying for food. Mm-hmm. They have a job to do, and they need to do the job right. You know, that we require this from anything else in life. I'm not going to treat a person differently just because of the different circumstances here. Mm-hmm. But I also think that you also have to have some understanding, too, right, that they're right. human beings doing this. Yep. And, you know, things are going to be off sometimes.
And the poor waitress, she's like, oh, I told them no cheese. They can make you a new one.
And
I'm like, no, it's totally fine. I couldn't eat it all anyway, so why waste it and then make more?
Well, and I think there's a difference if it's something that you might be allergic to. Or
right. If just it's a serious allergy.
Really yeah. don't like. Like, we ordered a pizza someplace, and we ordered it with onions, and it came with olives. Mm. And so, yeah, we said, well, we didn't order olives. We don't like olives. And so we ended up having to send it back.
Well, I've been in that scenario a couple mm-hmm. times, and I know what Mel is saying, and so much of what Melissa is saying is something that has always played in my head whenever I've been, not just at a fast food place, but if I'm going over to somebody's to eat mm-hmm. Or anything like that, I can't waste food.
Right.
Like, and this is also mind-boggling because I'm also one of the pickiest eaters on the planet, yet I don't waste food. So it's this weird kind of mm-hmm. like... where I'm eating food I don't want to eat sometimes. And in fact, that's happened quite a bit to me, especially when I was younger. And that doesn't seem good either, though. I don't know the perfect scenario here necessarily, right. but there's some...
Well, have you learned the trick that you should have learned when you're like, you know, between the ages of 7 and 10 about plugging your nose?
Yeah, a little bit. Also have grew up with a family that pays a lot of attention to you. A lot of attention to these things. Something like that, like if you yawned at the dinner table, that could be considered rude by certain mm-hmm. family members. Mm-hmm. Whereas at the same time, if you're sitting down for dinner on Sunday dinner at my Nana and Papa's house back in the day and you burped, my Nana would have been so happy. Oh, just making room for more. Just making room. Yep. That's a compliment to the chef. Hey. That's, you know, mm-hmm. yep. it's family. also the family where all this class and dignity and everything. But sure enough, it was nothing if my father or my papa wanted to unbutton the top button on their... Like, I got a date here, you guys. I'm in junior high. What are you doing here? It's the what?
Got to be comfortable.
It's what you do. Forget about it. Don't leave gross stuff on the table for them to clean up. A common one is used tissues. Mm-hmm. If you blow your nose, find a trash can and toss it yourself. Mm-hmm. People with babies even leave dirty diapers
Ew.
Behind sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That you lose your right to go to any restaurant ever again, period, if you leave a dirty diaper.
Well, you shouldn't be changing a baby's diaper out where you eat anyway. No. That's what the restrooms are for.
Mm-hmm. Now people that do some of these things are also some of the people that are quickest to, well, my server didn't do a great job, so I'm not going to leave them a tip. Like, they're those people yeah. always. They're looking for any excuse. You know, they were, I don't know, they didn't ask me for more water, so I'm not going to give them a tip. Like, you were never going to give them a tip. Just own yeah. this. You were never going to give them one. Just own it. Now, when we were talking earlier about online etiquette, I thought that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be kind of cool to get back to some of the etiquette we used to have
yes.
in some of these things, especially when it comes to restaurants and that. I don't know. But what do we expect when, you know, we not only do we have a billion restaurants, a billion fast food chains and everything, but so much of them is we're cattle. Mm-hmm. That's all this become. What I was talking about earlier with the buffets and stuff like that. I mean, and then you want all that and etiquette on top of it. I don't know if you're going to get that. I don't know. You're gonna have to choose. What do you want here? You want convenience and speed and food that is barely just sit under a heat lamp for about 10, 20 minutes or something? Or, you know, do you want to be mm-hmm. able to treat people a little bit better in these things? I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm just throwing it out there.
If it's a sit-down restaurant that you're going to, table service,
yeah.
you should behave a little bit better than if
well,
you're...
Well, yeah, there's a different expectation yeah. in that kind of setting.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and let's talk a little bit about the Grammys. Let's touch on that a little bit when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. Let's talk a little bit about the Grammys. They had their big award show yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not a ton coming out of the Grammys as far as like the some of the stuff that we usually get with them, but a lot of, I don't want to say controversy, but a lot of people talking about the artist who won Song of the Year.
and Song of the Year. Definitely giving people something to talk about. That was Bonnie Raitt. And that was a Bonnie Raitt joke, everybody. Okay. That was I worked all night on that. All night on that one. No. This is so if you were paying attention to social media at all yesterday, you knew when they announced the Song of the Year because your phone just almost hyperventilated and blew up. there were so many people that were freaking out over this one. So just real quickly, let's go over some of the Grammy categories. Now, keep this in mind, everybody. There are a million Grammy categories. So we are definitely not going to go over those, all of them. We're just going to go over some of the big hitters here. Album of the Year went to Harry's House by Harry Styles.
Okay.
Record of the Year, About Damn Time, to Lizzo. Song of the Year, Just Like That, Bonnie Raitt.
Wow.
Samara Joy won for Best New Artist. Best Pop Vocal Album went to Harry's House for by Harry Styles. Best Pop Solo Performance, Easy on Me, from Adele. Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group, Unholy, from Sam Smith and Kim Petras. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Higher, from Michael Bublé. Best Rock Performance, Broken Horses, by Brandi Carlile. Best Rock Album, Patient Number 9, from Ozzy Osbourne. Best Alternative Album, Chase Lounge, from Wet Leg. Best Alternate Music Album, Wet Leg, from Wet Leg. Best R&B Performance, Hers and Hers, by Moon Lee Leung. Best Rap Performance, the Heart Part 5, from Kendrick Lamar. Best melodic rap performance, Wait For You, from Future, Drake, and Teams. Let's see here. Best rap album went to Kendrick Lamar. Best dance electronic music album went to Renaissance, from Beyonce. This is the award that made her the winningest artist in Grammy history, by the way.
Wow.
Best country album, A Beautiful Time, from Willie Nelson. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Best audiobook, narration, and storytelling recording went to Viola Davis for Finding Me. More on that in a moment. And best comedy album, The Closer, to Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
You can see the entire list of Grammy winners by going to Grammy.com. Now, interesting with the Viola Davis thing, because with that win, that made Viola Davis an EGOT.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations to the wonderfully talented Viola Davis, achieving EGOT status with her Grammy win for her audiobook. Let's see here. Finding Me, that completed that. She previously won an Emmy for her role in How to Get Away with Murder, an Oscar for Fences, 2 Tony Awards for King Hedley III and Fences. Davis is 57, and that is quite the accomplishment.
Yes.
That is pretty darn amazing. I don't really have much else to say other than you are amazing, Viola Davis.
Yes.
Congratulations to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have earned that. You have earned your status. That's pretty darn cool, though. So I love seeing Willie Nelson still winning stuff. I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan, so I love that and everything. There's a couple of things that stood out to me, especially just looking at social media. I like Brandi Carlile. I think she's incredible, like especially live. I've never once thought of her as a rock artist. and like since I was a kid, people are getting bent out of shape about the best rock album going to somebody who is usually not a rock, considered a rock star. Now, I think that you have to kind of be picky and choosy about this stuff, too, because if we're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, well, everybody's welcome and all that. And then you say, well, rock artists, well, okay, now we got to be a little more picky about these things. So I don't know. It does seem funny to me that best rock performance goes to Brandi Carlile, who, again, nobody really considers a rock star, a traditional rock star.
Right. She's more pop.
Whereas their best rock album goes to Ozzy Osbourne, who everybody considers as, that kind of thing. That seems very funny to me. What a lot of people were losing their mind about was Bonnie Raitt winning Just Like That. Now, here's a little note first. Bonnie Raitt has never won a Grammy. Never won a songwriter Grammy.
Okay.
Let alone won like anything like this. So these are her two first wins, I believe, in the Grammys. So that's certainly noteworthy. But the thing about it was that people had like Beyonce and Harry, and like Adele, a lot of other artists that they felt should have won. Some viewers were surprised when Bonnie Raitt was Song of the Year, Just Like That. After, and nobody was probably more shocked than Bonnie Raitt. If you see her expression when she won, that's easily not only the most surprised she may have ever been in her life, but you can see that even she was. But that isn't always, it's not always the case that any like that, you know, the person who's supposed to win wins or whatever. The sore loser of the year goes to Chris Brown. It didn't happen during the broadcast, but he lost to Robert Glasper in the best R&B category. And he responded by going on social media and whining and whining and whining. Because for one, it's Chris Brown. Why are we still paying attention to him? He should have been. I thought he was canceled a long time ago for rightful reasons, for smacking around Rihanna and all these things and stuff. I mean, why? Why is he still being talked about? I don't understand. But also, you know, he's a punk. He's a child. Actually, that's an insult to children. He's a less than that.
Okay.
I don't know. There were some really good speeches. Beyonce, Lizzo, Adele had some really nice moments. Lizzo won or lost like Song of the Year or something like that, and took a little sip out of a flask.
Okay.
Like jokingly and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like 30 seconds later went out like the record, like record of the year or something like that. But, that was interesting. I thought that was noteworthy. I think the most noteworthy thing about the Grammys is who's talking about the Grammys? Who's watching the Grammys?
Not many.
Because the Grammy people do not want you to know who was watching because nobody was.
Right.
It's crazy to me that something that is so universally talked about, loved, and liked as music. Like, how many people do you know that, I don't listen to music, period.
Right.
Like, none whatsoever. I have no favorite song. I have no favorite artist. Almost every single person you can think of right now has a song, an artist, or something. Maybe not that much, but at least something. Mm-hmm. You think of one of the more universal things that there is in music. You would think that of all the award celebrations that there are, that the Grammys would be the one that everybody would go to, at the very least.
Right.
How you mess this up. Like, as far as, like, how to mess up an award show, or how to mess up awards, period, the Grammys should be doing master classes on this.
Right.
they've been doing it since we were kids. This award show becoming less and less viewed, less and less popular. Mm-hmm. I find it, like, outside of the winners and all that, that's here or there to me. Like, that's such personal choice in so many things. I can't think of many times that if I've ever gotten bent out of shape about an artist that I wanted to win, not winning a Grammy. What I find boggling is year after year, their ratings go down. Less and less people seem to care about the Grammys. And that seems like, I get why people don't want to watch the Oscars or something like that. Like, that's a niche category thing. I know how well loved movies are and everything, but yeah, I don't think anybody goes into the Oscars because they're a movie lover. You know, they go into it because for other reasons, the detailed reasons of they love movies and they want to see this and this. There's the and part of it. I would think with the Grammys, this would be the easiest one in the world to like schedule and set up and have it mostly focused on live music and real performances. Mm-hmm. Like, enough with the million, like literally million categories. And everything. And just kind of let people go up there and do some music. Like, go ahead and do your pomp and circumstance with your handing out awards and everything. But the Grammys should be about live performances. Mm-hmm. And, do you remember last year's performance when we saw this person and this person together or something like that? Or, you know, those kind of things. Similar to what the Country Music Awards are.
Right.
Like, they seem to get it right.
Yeah.
They seem like, we're going to do this live. We're going to do this not only live and direct. We're going to focus on the music, focus on the artist, not about the award and the people who like hand out, like get the like vote on these awards and them getting their little 2 seconds of fame or whatever. I don't know.
Well, and the awards that I was interested in weren't even listed in that. I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda got 2 Grammys last night for Encanto.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a category that I didn't even know existed that my husband was interested in because They Might Be Giants was a part of it. And that was the product development or something, the packaging.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually have Grammys for packaging of albums.
It's crazy. We will.
I just like seeing all the crazy outfits that they wear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lizzo's cape was pretty impressive. And Harry Styles' dungarees.
Dungarees? No, I didn't see that. I saw the Lizzo cape. That was impressive. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I got it. Seen that one. I'm with you, Melissa. That's one of the things that is worthwhile. Always usually interesting, at least, or entertaining.
Yes.
We will take a break right here. When we come back, the kitchen's open, everybody. Get ready for it. It's coming up after CBS News right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.